DJ. Who that is, ho? Who that is, ho?
What's up, Tracy?
What's up, Janisha?
Oh, nothing much. Just over here cheering our song.
No. Yeah, we finna come out with a melodically dope cheer squad. Tanisha's gonna lead it because she the only one that got cheer experience.
Yeah, yep. Tumbling, all that. Yep. I got you.
All that.
Yep, MD.
Well, what's been going on? What's up?
Man, nothing. I've been chilling. I ain't really been doing nothing.
Nothing?
What y'all do this weekend?
No, we bored as hell. We ain't be doing shit. But work. I worked last weekend.
Oh, Rain had a performance.
Oh, okay. How was that?
It was really, really good. The Altawan, the twins came from Minnesota, and they had a residency here at the South Dallas Cultural Center.
Oh, okay.
And so they're a twin Muslim group, black girls, of course.
Yeah,
because there's no white Muslims. Yeah. But
there's a few, but they part of ISIS.
They're not even white. They would be like
no,
Indians.
They white. No, they white. It's some white people that's part of ISIS.
Like Caucasian.
They're Anglos.
Anglo-Saxons.
I'm telling you,
the Saxons of the Anglos.
Anglo-Saxons. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, ancestry from Europe.
Blue eyes,
blonde hair. Yep.
That's interesting. Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I want to see them Muslims.
Yeah.
Bet they look weird as shit.
No, they some white boys. Trailer park white boys at that.
Probably named Brad.
Mm-hmm. Brent.
Brent the Muslim.
Yeah.
That's funny. But nah, she had the residency there with them for all last week.
Oh, okay.
Whew, practice 6:30 to 9 every day.
Oh Lord, jeez.
And then she had our performance on Saturday, which they mixed modern day hip hop along with West African cultural.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Dance together, and it turned out really, really dope. It was,
you know,
really,
African
really
dance. I took an African dance class in college. That shit will have you tied,
bruh.
As fuck,
it was like very, very high energy. A
yeah,
lot of movement.
Yeah,
like Rain was tired.
Yeah, it gets you. Yeah,
and then to be up under them stage, like girl, it was. But they did awesome. I was so proud of her.
That's good. Shout out to Rain.
Yes,
and I was actually sick last week. Not sick, but allergy wise. This weather has just been crazy.
Yeah, because it's 80 degrees one day, and it's like 2 degrees the next.
Yeah, so. I didn't really do nothing.
I'm starting to be like these white girls, wear shorts and UGG boots and a sweater.
You got to in Texas, yeah.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, my legs is hot, but my upper body
it's
cold.
It's cold, yeah.
But my feet is cold.
Yeah.
Just saying, we just gonna put it all together.
Hey, that's pretty much a normal outfit in Texas these days.
It would really pass.
Yeah, it would.
But other than that, I didn't really do nothing. I don't think I did anything at least. If it is, I can't really remember. Oh. What you doing this weekend? You going to the arts festival?
You know, I want to, but I heard it's supposed to rain.
It is supposed to rain. So me and some friends of ours was talking about going. Mm-hmm. They said the best day to go is Friday, but once again, rain has something.
Yeah.
She has her first formal dance.
Oh, adorable. So,
the only art I will be taking is pictures of her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, but I did find out my cousin is going to be working down there. Uh-huh. She's going to be actually
working. Is she going to be there the whole 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
She's working for the actual, the deaf, she's on the, they call it the deaf, like, mm-hmm. Deep Ellum Arts Festival.
Yeah.
She's on the committee or whatever.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, I was like,
yeah, I was going to go, I was going to go Saturday.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. It depends if it's going to rain or not. If it's going to rain, I'm not going there.
I mean,
it's supposed to rain all weekend, though, or?
Saturday and Sunday. It's supposed to thunderstorm Saturday. It's supposed to be raining, just showers on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, Sunday may not be bad then.
Yeah, that's why I said if I go, it will probably be Sunday.
Yeah.
Because, like my uncle said, thunderstorm is a little different.
It's a little different than a little sprinkle.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, we all done been wet before. Right. But, yeah. You know, like, not.
That's done. What she said.
But other than that, man, I ain't got nothing planned this weekend.
Well, yeah, if you go Sunday, I'll go Sunday too then. But other than that was the only thing I wanted to do this weekend was to hit up the arts festival.
Yeah, that's something.
Pretty is there true. Anything else popping? I'm sure it is. I just haven't been keeping up with current events right now.
No, Dallas. I think that's the, I mean, for our age group.
Yeah.
That's the play for the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
arts festival it is.
Arts festival
it is. If y'all see us down there, stop.
Yeah,
us.
Stop. Let's flick
take
it up.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
Flick up. That's what we say now?
Flick it up.
When you say flick up, I either think about a porno.
Or like giving a finger.
Like giving a finger.
No.
We have a whole bunch of people just walking by flipping us off.
No, don't do that. Like, come snap she'll a photo.
Just random people just walking up to you just be like,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, okay.
At least you know they miss them.
Yeah. That's all that matters. So I don't care. Give me the finger, as long as you heard me say that.
That's funny. But yeah, so we'll be down there. So if y'all down there, hit us up, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, if you plan on going or whatever, let's all link up.
Yes, that would be dope.
Yeah.
Let's link up.
Link up. All right, let's go to some music news.
To lady humps? I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
All right, Tracy. So what's going on in music?
Oh. First off, let's begin by saying rest in peace. Nipsey.
That's been
the topic
of discussion for the past couple days. I'm honestly still in disbelief. Like, I just cannot believe that he's no longer here.
It's sad.
It's really, really sad. It's really sad. It's a crazy situation. You know, there's so many conspiracy theories going on out there. And I'm one of them. I felt like the government killed him. Like, because of not... And what people fail to realize is not that he was making a documentary about, you know, Dr. Stevie. It was that he was making a documentary about how he thought the government killed Dr. Stevie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so people are looking over that aspect.
How do you feel about Nick Cannon picking up the documentary?
You know what? I'm not surprised by that at all.
Do you think it's going to be done right by him?
I think so. I think Nick is really woke, honestly. But at the same time,
I think his career is heavily
influenced. I would say he has his hands in a lot of different things.
And if he goes too far, he's going to lose a lot of endorsements. So I think that it's going to be clean cut.
Yeah.
It's not going to be in-depth like Nipsey's would be.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a documentary.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's going to do as much as he can without jeopardizing anything.
I think he already released some of it already.
Who?
Nick Cannon.
He did? Of Nipsey's?
No, of his.
Oh, really?
Like, he done already jumped on it.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, he's been very active in saying, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And then I did go on to YouTube to some of Dr. CB's interviews and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that are now visiting and listening to Dr. CB's interviews, and they're all commenting under his YouTube stuff, mm-hmm. like, Nipsey brought me here.
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
Nipsey was the reason why
yeah.
I'm here and all that other stuff. So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. You know, a lot of people, you know, that's why Lisa Lopez mm-hmm. Left Eye had went out to Honduras to see him.
Yeah, he even spoke on that on one mm-hmm. of his interviews.
Yeah.
Like, his relationship with him. I mean, with her. And I was like, man, that was a big old compliment. Because in one of his interviews, he was like, she came out there to be,
yeah,
what you call that, cured.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up helping him.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's dope to yeah. have that recognition from such a honored man.
Yeah, for sure. Nipsey was definitely loved.
Lauren obviously thinks that it was a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, she spoke on it.
She did?
She brought it. It's like a 30-second interview where she's like, y'all think that this is just some gang stuff. She was like, y'all, I'm so emotional right now, but this is so much more. This is so much more.
Really?
It's what y'all eat. It's what y'all did. This man was trying to tell y'all, and he died for it. Like, she just went in for, like, 30 seconds.
Really?
And she was like, it was really, really touching. I got much respect for her for even taking a pause out of her
grieving.
To say, look, this is what he was trying to do. Y'all need to stay woke.
Yeah.
Y'all need to wake up. Then you heard what happened to her. She fainted and hit her
head. Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
And
I just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so amazing how people you've never met, never had a conversation with, anything like that, can be loved by so many people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just through music, just through him as an overall person.
Yeah.
He was clearly for the people and doing things for the culture and was on the right path into trying to bring, you know, more young black men into, you know, his lane.
He said it himself. Mm-hmm. He said he was a Tupac of our generation.
Yeah, he really was. Seriously.
He was.
I really, really believe that.
I agree. So definitely, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace to Nip. Do you have a favorite Nipsey Hussle song?
I got a few that I had downloaded.
Oh, okay.
Off of Victory Lap, of course, it was, hold on, I'm going back.
Okay. I think for me, on Victory Lap, I'm just going to focus on Victory Lap since that was his latest.
Mm-hmm.
Hustle and Motivate.
Yeah.
That was on repeat when it first dropped.
Yeah. Status Symbol 3.
Yeah, Status Symbol 3. Even the opening song, Victory Lap, with Stacey Barth on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Older Between Us, Jay Camp.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, Dedication with Kendrick Lamar.
Absolutely.
I mean, the whole project was just some gems, mm-hmm. you know?
Even older, he did one with Trader Truth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right, that hit home.
Yeah.
That's Houston.
That's H-Town.
Yeah. So he was very well respected by many.
Very much so.
So it's really sad to see him.
Very, very sad. So rest in peace to him. And, you know, I just would, you know, lift up his fans, friends, family, all that.
Absolutely.
Lauren, kids.
Special lift up for Lauren.
Yeah.
What she's going through right now. Yeah. I can't even imagine the state that she's in, having to deal with all of that.
And it's so public, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, she's such a private person.
She
is.
And she did, on her Instagram, mm-hmm. she came out.
I did see that.
That was sad.
Yeah.
It was so sad. His sister came out and finally spoke something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Now, in some lighter news.
Yeah, lighter news.
Amber Rose is pregnant.
Who? By who?
That dude that looked like a... They're twins.
Oh, she's pregnant by herself.
Yeah, she's pregnant by herself.
That's funny.
He looks just like her to me. Like,
yeah, she came out and she posted a picture and she's like fully.
Yeah, pregnant. She's pregnant. I was like, wow.
That was really. I was like, okay, girl.
Yeah, like, congrats to her. You know,
absolutely. What
speaking
else
of babies, somebody getting fired in Beyonce camp. If y'all haven't heard. I don't know if y'all seen it or heard it or whatever, but somebody done took a picture of Beyonce's babies It was a picture of a framed picture in her house.
That's funny.
And posted it. And now it's all on social media of them little babies. Blue, Rumi, Sir. Somebody getting fired.
I said that the reason why she ain't brought a picture out of them because they was ugly.
I mean, they don't look ugly. I seen the picture. They don't, they look like Blue Ivy.
Oh.
So.
They look like their parents.
Yeah, exactly. They look exactly like their parents, just exactly like their big sister. So yeah, somebody getting fired there. Now, this is what I want to talk about. August Alsina. First of all, I'm not an August Alsina fan.
I'm not.
I can't say that I know his music like that. I know who he is. Mm-hmm. But most of the reason I know who he is because I was like, he has a weird ass relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith. And apparently, my intuitions was kind of on point because he even came out with a new song called Nunya. And it's alluding to the fact that he has had an affair with Jada Pinkett.
Really?
Yes.
So I seen the clips you gotta watch on his page. Mm-hmm. My first question was, who was the white boy singing? The Animoji.
The Animoji thingamajig.
That's not him.
It is him.
What's that disease that Michael Jackson? He got
vitiligo.
He got vitiligo,
possibly,
because he was a white boy on that animal.
No, it definitely was a couple shades lighter. My thing is, one, nobody told you to fall in love with a married woman. Two,
allegedly.
Two, why are you kissing and telling, bro?
Because he hurt.
I don't care.
You don't know if that's her or not.
That's her. He put her middle name. So he's basically texting an imaginary person on video named Corinne. Just so happens to be Jada Pinkett's middle name. Then during the text conversation, you post a gif of Jada Pinkett. And then come up like 1 + 1 = 2. In this case, 3. Because he had 3 different.
1 + 1 = 3.
Okay. 1 + 1 = 3. In this case, 4. I don't know. My whole thing is don't kiss and tell, bro. That shit weak.
I thought he was dying.
Did he have something?
He did. He had like some life altering disease. That's why he went away for a long time.
I thought he was on drugs, honestly.
Oh. That's a life-altering disease.
Yeah, I think he was on drugs.
Like Wendy Williams.
You know, I forgot about Wendy Williams. Her husband had a baby.
Her husband did have a baby.
And she's still
sticking by her man. Mm. And his baby. Let's say stepchild.
Yeah.
Stepmama.
Yeah. Nah, she better than me. I'm not having no
child.
Nah. Nope.
I mean, it won't be in her house.
We don't know that.
It will be in.
She seems like the type of person that'll try to get custody just because. Just to spite the baby mama.
I don't think so. And that will open up in hell a whole can of worms for her.
That's what she does.
She
does it for a living.
I don't know about that man, but still.
I don't know. I honestly don't care. That's them. And they little red wagon. That's my mama say.
The red wig. Your mama's funny. Shout out to Miss Galore. She's funny as hell.
Yeah. If y'all know my mama, y'all know she ain't lying. She funny as fuck. We can't say half the stuff that she be saying.
At all.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah,
have you been listening to anything new? Or
oh, man. What have I not been listening to? So I've been going down this whole...
you know, last week you was on a rabbit hole. You back in Wonderland,
yes,
Alice?
Yes. I'm still in Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
Lion Babe came out. She dropped her new thing, which was Cosmic Queen.
I love Lion Babe.
Amazing. Simply amazing. I love the album. Mm-hmm. Absolute front to, like, from start to finish, I listen to every single song.
Yeah.
So dope. I'm going to play one of them. This one right here.
Just the start of it.
Man.
It's a vibe.
Definitely a vibe.
She always sounds like a Erykah Badu. Yes. You know, her voice is Erykah Badu.
I was like, well.
And I don't know if you realize she is actually a duo.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Who the other person?
It's the producer.
The guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's on the album cover too.
Yeah.
He don't shine like she do.
Mm-mm. So, no, she's gorgeous too.
Yeah, she is. She's so awesome. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to her. Oh my God. Who else have I been listening to?
I've listened to Take My Horse to the Old Town Road.
This one over here.
Rise in the window.
Okay, girl. Nobody knows that but you.
Nah, I got the horses in the back.
This one over
that
here.
That song is by Lil Nas X, and it's called Old Town Road. That's the dude who's the country. He was on the country charts, and they kicked his ass out because he was too black.
Oh God, this one over here. I guess it's Ray Shay mm-hmm. is how you say her name, but this song stood out to me. I love her voice. This song was so me. I sent it to you earlier.
Is this the one you let me hear earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, but yeah, with the instruments.
The lyrics I sent to you?
Oh, yeah. Double shot of the espresso. A little something to get my day going. You keep asking me why I ain't got no time for you. I'd just rather get a mani and a pedicure. Vacation for two all by myself. Cause you be tripping with no luggage. Yeah. I'm more concerned about what I wear. I hope these shoes match this outfit. No time for roses. Yeah, she has a nice, a deep, raspy,
I do.
Type voice.
I've been on her mm-hmm. lately. It's another artist called, I don't know how to say his name either. I'm gonna be honest with you. Talawo.
Say what? Yeah, possibly.
Talawo.
That's what we're gonna go with.
It's called, this one is The One You Need. I just been on some underground.
I see.
Trying to sample some new artists.
Honestly, I haven't really been listening to nothing the last couple days. Things I can't comprehend, they don't make sense. I really thought that you could be my mentor instead. I love her sound.
And then Etta Bond dropped a two-part album. Mm-hmm. The first one that she dropped was He's Mine.
Mm-hmm.
But then she turned around and dropped recently one called He's Not Mine.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not.
Yeah. So, no, I'm sorry. She dropped He's Not Mine first, and then she dropped He's Mine.
Oh, okay.
And then this one right here, The One. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, look, I'm going to let you listen to this one because this is the one I sent you earlier. This is with Sir.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I love me some Sir.
Sir.
Oh, my God. I could just listen to him all day.
Yes. Everything I dreamt of came true. Her voice was so pretty. I don't want it to change. I think she's a white girl too.
Oh, really?
I want to say she's a white girl. Everything I dreamt of you, you were more than a babe. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, yeah, I've been on some ratchet shit.
A little bit of everything, clearly.
So, my ratchet song of the week.
Oh my God.
Y'all ready?
No.
It's
it go
all though. It's all.
Mm-mm. She sounds 12, y'all. And that's not me laughing. That's the song.
No Millie shit, bitch. No Millie shit, bitch.
This sound like Bad Baby.
But it's Flo Millie shit, bitch. I like cash in my hair to my ass. Do the dash, can you make it go fast? Fuck the fame, all I want is them bands. If she keep on mugging, I'ma steal her man. He
watching my behavior because he know I'm bad. Pussy put a spell on him, he in a trance. I do what I please and you do what I ask. He love my confidence and that's what you like. If you think I'm stealing swag, bitch, come and sue me. They watch me like I'm a new movie. His baby mother is my groupie. We got the club going up on a Tuesday.
Yo, I was at work listening to
And she was really into it, she really was.
I was. She went hard. She only got two songs out, period. Yeah. But, Adam Ness. Adam Ness has a new song out. And he's a gay artist. Mm-hmm. And he's openly gay. He got one called Back Out.
Okay.
The shit was funny. Because I listened to the words and I was like,
what does it say?
Baby, baby, what's up? You got me and my friends and say you don't give a damn. Oh, come a little closer so I can blow you back out.
Okay.
Because I'm glad I'm better than your friends. I got the hearts for you until I blow you back out. And you tell everybody what's up. Even though you're so worried, but you can't leave me alone. And I don't understand because phone and gon' get you a lift. Tell them who your baby daddy is and how my voodoo made it easy. You gon' lie about it, keep your mouth shut. You know I know how I blew your back.
Okay, yeah. It's pretty catchy.
It is!
It's pretty catchy.
I've been on a little bit everywhere.
Clearly, because you done played about 15 songs just now.
It's
all right,
though. I bet you at least fit out about 15
songs.
I've only
been listening to Ari Lennox. I'm sorry. I don't have a whole playlist for y'all.
Follow me on Apple iTunes to see what else I've been.
Please do.
Because obviously.
What's your ID on Apple? It's me, Tracy V.
You know. Is there another?
So if y'all are interested in any of those songs, y'all can find them on her playlist. Follow her on Apple Music, and that's at It's Me, Tracy V. Yeah. Let's get into the sex position.
Let me see it.
Okay, so this week's sex position, we're just going to call it the fuck boy. And it's pretty much doggy style. Not on all fours, but pretty much bent over. You're standing up, bent over. No type of intimacy. No full interaction. Just him being a fuck boy, focusing on your ass, trying to make yourself come. Mm-hmm. That's it. Right?
Yep.
Anything additional?
Nope. As soon as you get in, ain't no.
It's a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Still at the door.
Fuck boy. I know. So, I mean, it's up to you if you want to try this position with your local fuck boy.
You have every. Your local fuck boy.
Yeah. That's typically the position that they want to do. So
you can get them at Farmers Market on Saturdays.
Yeah, Farmers Market Saturdays.
Fuck boys for everybody. Or Traders Village.
Traders Village, yeah. That's fuck boy fest.
Deep Ellum.
Deep Ellum is for sure. Prime. Fuck boys, yeah. So that's it. Fuck boy position, doggy style.
So it's topic time.
It's topic time. It's topic time. Hey, it's topic time. It's topic time.
Hey, sloppy topic.
Sloppy topic. All right, so let's get into this main topic. And obviously, it's about fuck boys.
Woo-wee.
Fuck niggas. Oh. Bitch ass niggas. Bitch assness.
Bitch assness.
So we, of course, as we always do, we took it to social media and we asked our listeners and followers how they describe a fuckboy. And we had a couple different definitions and characteristics and traits that was listed and provided. And Tracy, you want to give us some of those traits or those characteristics?
Of course. So somebody said no job or trouble troubling maintaining one. Mm-hmm. I think that was a typo. Has nothing to offer besides sex, no accountability. Someone else said lacks. And then she listed goals, drives, responsibilities, ambitions, fatherly involvement, learning potential, honesty, loyalty, and direction, etc.
Wow, that sounds like a side effect of dick.
Someone else said the only thing he brings is good dick and headaches and lack of ambition.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's been the general. On my end, I had a couple. One said, when you're 40 years old, but you dress like you're 21 because you think you're popping. That's fuckboy. Somebody else said, one that don't take care of their kids. Mm-hmm. That's a fuckboy for sure. Mm-hmm. And somebody else, she just pretty much listed his whole name.
Oh.
I ain't gonna say his name on the show because I think he listens and I'm dating his friend. So, <That's funny. laughs> so I'm not gonna do that. But we sat here and we came up with the fact that there's different levels of a fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, you know, one, two, three. Maybe more, but we decided to settle on three different levels. And so that's what we're going to bring to you today so you can avoid these fuckboys out here.
As much as you can.
As much as possible. Because sometimes they do slither their way up in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Believe us.
So the first level is the ain't shit fuckboy.
Ain't shit, ain't gonna do shit, ain't bad shit, ain't got shit. Ain't
got nothing going for themselves. He ain't got no job, he ain't got no car.
No ambition.
He ain't got nothing going for himself. He barely got a cell phone. All he wanna do is sell grams.
Of Reggie.
On Instagram. Oh, talking about he be smoking it loud.
Yeah, nah, bro.
And sit at home and play a game all day.
Okay. That's fuckboy.
That's that, and that ain't shit fuckboy.
That's that level one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one where you kind of immediately know he's a fuckboy.
You do.
Yeah. And sometimes we may give that fuckboy a chance anyway because we probably bored or some shit.
The dick was good.
Yeah, dick was good. And you knew he wanted shit.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden you're dickmatized and you see potential in this nigga.
Yeah. But ain't not 1 ounce of potential.
Not one. Not even a half an ounce.
Not now.
Now. Trina's like, y'all know now.
Right. You know, more and more every day, I realize how country I am.
You are.
Because I had a client.
Listeners have been telling you that since we've started.
One of my clients, mind y'all, I work for the state, so I see clients all day, every day. One of my clients, he was like, man, I'm so glad to be back in Texas. I was like, why? He lived in Cali. He was like, cuz, I get to hear your accent. I'm like, my accent?
Your accent.
I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, Sorta Boo tells me this all the time, and I'm starting to hear it.
Yeah, more and more. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a
Anywho. So that's level one of fuckboyism.
So what's level two?
Level two of fuckboyism is the inconsistent or the good guy that's want to be a good guy, but he really not a good guy. He's just inconsistent.
So these are the ones that he may have a job, but it's a bullshit-ass job that really ain't taking him nowhere.
Yeah.
He okay with it. He go to work.
He's complacent.
Yeah, he ain't trying to do better. He ain't trying to better himself whatsoever. You know, he may pay on some bills, but he ain't paying no bills. He got $200 on the water.
Yeah, no full responsibility.
Yeah, not full responsibility. He the one that's hollering, I gave my baby mama $40 last week.
Right.
My nigga, your kid needed something yesterday. The $40 didn't last that long.
Exactly.
Behind on child support type niggas.
Yeah.
Say fuck you.
And I say they're like the fuck boys that's disguised as a good guy because they, you know, they may be employed and they may seem like they got something going for themselves, but they putting up front. Like they know how to fake it.
He gonna come in, you may get some spaghetti for one night.
Yeah.
You know, he gonna look like he trying.
Yeah, he's gonna look like he's trying, but in reality,
he really ain't too shit.
Nah.
But he just wanna stay there with you. You pay the rent.
Yeah. He's, you know, that's what that is. He's one of them dudes that like stay in relationships to have a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought about that.
And see, my mama used to call them type of dudes when females settle for them is the Mr. Hill dudes.
The what? The Mr. Hill dude is.
Yeah. The Mr. Hill dude.
I got
He'll
it.
Do whatever you ask him to do because he got to stay there. But he ain't going to do shit else if you don't ask him.
Now, these are guys that could have some potential, but they just don't have that drive nor that ambition.
They got to grow up.
They're still little boys.
They are.
They're a fuck boy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, the ultimate fuckboy.
The ultimate fuckboy. This is level 3. This is like
the fuckiest of the fuckboys.
This is like the fuckboy god, okay?
Like base god. Lil B base god.
Lil B base god.
This is who the fuckboys all listen to.
They all
pray to him. They idolize him. That nigga go hard.
He do. But he's just an overall fuck boy. And that's level future.
Future is the all-time fuck boy.
He is the ultimate fuck boy. Okay? And this is not a future bash session. But in reality, he's a fuck boy. And you know what makes me even more of a fuck boy? Because his comments today...
She was funny.
Trying to compare himself to Nipsey Hussle.
Come on, man.
You gotta stop.
You gotta stop.
The audacity.
Like, dude. Mm-hmm. Somebody put him in his place, though.
I'm glad they put him in his place, too. Yeah.
Like, he has nothing. Like, there's no positivity there. He's still a bitter man.
This is the level where you got shit going for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got your shit together, seemingly. But you're still holding on to, like...
little petty shit.
Pettiness and anger towards your baby mamas. And, like... you got multiple kids, multiple baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just out here just fucking any and everything. You're out here doing drugs and...
Promoting drugs
and probably selling drugs.
Like, you do nothing for the society whatsoever.
But, no,
but
right.
But breathe air
and procreate.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, that's the ultimate fuckboy.
Now, fellas, we can talk shit about y'all without putting us under the light as well.
Nah, we still gonna talk shit about them.
It's an equal opportunity show.
Yeah, we're an equal opportunity, you know.
So, I asked the question on my page, what's the definition of fuck girls?
Yeah.
And got a few responses.
I got a few as well. Well, you know, most people was asking, I asked, you know, what is a fuck boy? And literally all the guys asked me, well, can a girl be a fuck girl? Absolutely.
Yeah. So one response that I got was somebody who doesn't take anything about life serious besides being a fool.
Being a fool. I feel like that could be girl or guy.
They could be girl or guy. Yeah. But he directs this to women.
Okay.
The other one said...
but he sounded like somebody's ain't he?
He did. He sounded like somebody's grandma.
But to be a fool.
Just out here being a fool.
Okay.
But the other comment that we have... chicks that only hit you up when they want to go out to eat.
Okay. So, this brings me to our fuck girl levels. Same way we have the fuck boy levels. Like we said, level 1 of fuckboyism was the ain't shit fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
Level 2 of fuckboyism was the inconsistent fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
And level 3 was future.
That's okay.
That's it. Future. So, for the fuck girls out there,
mm-hmm.
level 1, we have the bored fuck girl.
Yes.
And the boy fuck girl.
You know, I honestly don't think that a lot of men understand what the boy fuck girl are. Because no. I think they so many guys fall victim to the boy fuck girl.
I think and majority never know it. I think definitely a lot of guys fall victim to the bored fuck girl. And I know for a fact I have been that bored fuck
girl. I absolutely have. So we're gonna drop this in the name of our fam Crown Jewels. We're gonna drop these jewels on you.
Shout out to Crown Jewels.
So
the bored fuck girl. Tracy, you want...
So the bored fuck girl is the one where you never see her. Y'all make plans, she cancel.
Yeah.
Y'all never do nothing together. But she calls and talks to you maybe on her way home from work. Or while she's shopping. Mm-hmm. Or while she's somewhere and she ain't got nothing else to do. Hey, what you doing?
Yeah.
You become the combo guy.
Combo, yes.
So all she wants to do is have basically you there. Mm-hmm. You talk, y'all conversate. It's never gonna go out of. She may vent to you, you know. She may tell you about a homegirl. She may tell you about a situation and all that other stuff. But she's never ever gonna take it further than that.
Nope.
9 times out of 10, she's actually talking to somebody else that she's way more interested in. Mm-hmm. But at the time that she's calling you, they're not available.
Yep.
So, she like, well, shit, let me buy some time. Yeah. I'ma call this nigga.
Because I'm bored.
I'm bored.
Yeah. So, she's the talk, text, but you never see her ass.
Never see her. She the bride that's going, what you doing? Mm-hmm. That text that you give her.
Or, hey,
what you doing? Hey, what you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, she don't really care. She never listen to how your day going. She only going to tell you how about her.
Because she doesn't care. She's just bored.
Does not care.
But, you know, there are... some bored fuck girls that will act like they care. Well, how was your day?
Yeah.
That's just only to keep the conversation going until she finds something.
And to keep you around.
And to keep you around.
You know, you might make that appearance every now and then where she like, okay, well, yeah, you can bring me something to eat.
Yeah.
Every now and then. Because she got to show some type of interest so you can actually stick around.
Yeah. And that leads to level 2 of the fuck girl. Hungry as fuck girl.
That's
right. And this is the girl who pretty much uses men for food and favors.
And outings
with no intentions of actually dating these men.
Now, it's certain outings you can go to. You can't go out to all outings.
Yeah.
Now, if she wants to go to like a festival or something where she knows some people are going to be there, you're not going to be able to take her there.
Nah.
But if she wants to go to a nice little concert, then she like, man, I kind of want to go. I'm going to see if he going to take me.
Yeah.
Or a restaurant she want to try, but she don't want
to. She don't want to spend her own money.
Yeah.
She want to try some new shit, but she wants somebody else to pay for it.
Absolutely.
That's her.
Uh-huh. New movie in town. You just like, oh, okay. 9 times out of 10, the fuck boy that she messing with, like, nah, I'm not going. Yep. I'm not going there.
Because that's the one who she really want.
She really want to go with him.
She want to go with the fuck boy, but the fuck boy, obviously,
he ain't trying to do that.
He's a fuck boy.
Yeah. So she going to go with you.
Yeah.
And now, mind you, now when he calls, she going to answer.
Yep.
She's going to text him back.
Yeah, she's going to text him while y'all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, she gonna tell you, but, yeah, it's gonna be that day cut short 9 times out of 10 because he gonna come over later.
Yep.
But, ultimately...
That's why you can't come upstairs. That's why you can't come in. Mm-hmm. That's why you can't even drop her ass off. She probably gonna take an Uber.
Yeah.
I'll meet you there, Uber girl.
I'll meet you there.
Now, so have you been... I know for a fact I've been the bored fuck girl. Have you been the hungriest fuck girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So shout out to Gary. Gary said that he was like, every girl has a food guy.
They do.
And there's no lie.
They do.
Every girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's...
Y'all niggas will feed a bitch.
Y'all will.
Like, real food.
And they will keep feeding. And if you keep feeding us, we're going to keep taking the food.
We're like cats.
Pussy cats.
Set some milk out. know where to get the food at now. So we're going to keep coming back to the same spot because obviously there's a plethora of food here.
Yeah, so if you just say, if you see your name has a pizza or a taco or something next to your name on her phone, that means, my guy, you are the food guy.
Or
you have a hungry fuck girl.
Or your name is not saved.
It's probably not even saved. It's probably just a whole bunch of food emojis. She probably even know your damn name in the first place.
That's happened to me, y'all. I am horrible at saving that. I actually gotta like you in order to say your name.
Okay. Yeah.
Otherwise, sure. Whenever you text me, I just go back through the thread.
Yeah. And I'm like, who's this? You try to read like,
You get that text message, be like, okay, well, I ordered you Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, thank you. And then that's it. You still not smashing. We still not dating. I'm not interested.
No.
There's no intentions of anything.
Have you ever had the food guy that cook for you?
Oh, yeah. I have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go over there all the time, and he's like, I'm going to cook tonight. What you want to eat?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I definitely had that.
Absolutely. I'm coming over.
Yeah.
Hey. Thoughtful. He was very thoughtful.
I mean, like, these are our former lives, you know.
Mm-hmm, they are.
We're former fuck girls. Reform. We're delivered. Basically.
My food guy was the one I told him to block me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You told the food guy to block you?
I was over him.
Oh. He stopped feeding you?
Well, he necessarily stopped feeding me. He even conformed to my diet when I went to Nabi.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. It was really awesome. He was very considerate.
No.
I was like, I only eat seafood now. So he would be like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to cook this for me, and then I'm going to cook this for you.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
That's adorable.
It was sweet. Mm. But you was a fuck nigga.
No.
And I was a fuck girl.
Yeah. Okay, so can two fuck people... fuck chick, fuck boy, fuck nigga, fuck bitch, whatever.
I think eventually somebody catches feelings, because that was the thing with me. I didn't catch feelings. I stayed true to my fuckism.
Mm-hmm.
However, he became, well, why you not answering the phone? Why you don't want to go out tonight? Mm-hmm. Or, hey, can I see you tonight?
Yeah.
No, sorry, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a cook. Okay, I'm really not hungry tonight.
Right.
So, I want to go to the movies. I don't really want to do that today.
Yeah, okay.
Gotcha. So, we got to the point where just block me.
I just realized that's another type of level, like the curving ass, you know.
I will curve this shit.
Baby, that is me.
Baby.
I will curve the fuck out of you.
What they say today is the whoa, that's me.
Whoa.
Get too close.
Whoa. You got too much dip on your chip.
Whoa. What's
up? All right, so our next level of fuck girlism. What do we want to call this? Ooh. The sugar baby.
Sugar baby. Mm-hmm.
That kind of goes hand in hand with the hungry as fuck girl, because, you know, the hungry girl, she gonna use it for food and favors and whatever she can get from you.
Yeah.
And so the sugar baby,
may pay bills.
Yeah, he pay bills.
He put gas in her car when she come and see him.
He pay for her nails and hair and stuff like that. So, you know, she's the sugar baby. She's being taken care of.
She's going to be well taken care of at that. Mm-hmm. You know, she's going to call and be like, I want to get my hair done, but I don't really want to pay for it. And she going to pout for a little bit. And he going to say, well, what's your cash out, baby?
Yeah.
And she going to be like, it's
Tatum _ Tots.
And then all he's going to get is a selfie and say, thanks, babe.
Yeah, the selfie.
You're never going to see the hair.
And then this is kind of like, you know, those girls that go on trips.
Mm-hmm. Sponsored.
Sponsored. Mm-hmm. He there.
Yeah.
You ain't going to see his ass.
Oh, no.
That's a fun girl.
Yeah. We go everywhere together. We going to fly. I'm going to get flued out. I'm going to take pictures of everything. Matter of fact, ever wonder who took her picture when she was at the beach?
It was him.
And we took pictures together.
You just ain't gonna see him.
You never gonna see him.
Nope. They those gonna are always, in her mouth.
Yeah, they gonna. And then after a week or so, they probably gonna be deleted.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because she got what she wanted. She got her trip.
Yeah. Why do I want? I need
I don't need no more. I was there.
The food guy that was talking about the block me guy.
Yeah.
I got plenty of pictures of me and him together.
Yeah.
Great. Oh,
you
do.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing I don't have. Like, when I was a fuck girl, my food guy, my money guy, all of I had not one picture of these people.
Food guy that transformed into a money guy. Mm-hmm. And then I got other things and benefits from it. So it was like, okay, cool. So we, and it was just like this, honestly, it's just one set of pictures from one day that we just like snapped it up real fast. Mm-hmm.
I got then, one, like,
that's it.
I have one nobody like, ever little seen those video clip of my money guy. Mm-hmm. But you can't even see him. He's just flashing his wrist. You know?
Yeah.
Whoa. So he just flashing his wrist like, yeah, I got it. I was like, oh, he just wanted me in my snap so bad. Okay. Yeah. Was it posted? No.
Hell no. I wouldn't dare.
But he definitely, because he kept doing, I'm trying to make a cute little selfie video and shit. Yeah. And here he go sticking. Nigga.
9 times out of 10, these fuckboys follow us on Facebook.
They do. Instagram, I'm sure they listen to the damn show. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you will never, ever.
Nah. No. I know most of the guys that I've dealt with where I was a fuck girl listen to the show.
That's sad.
It is sad. I was the hungry girl, the bored girl, the sugar baby girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these guys that I've dealt with were probably fuckboys, and I just honestly didn't care.
That's a lot of the times. I think for a lot of women, I will say me in particular, I went for the fuckboys.
Because
it was, for one, it was a bit of a challenge because it's like, oh, you think you finna do me like
you do these other chicks. Girl, okay.
Let me show you real fast, sir. And then it was a point where it flipped where he was like, oh, okay, damn, I can't do her like that. She a little different. So yeah, now I'm finna give her everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, no, I'm not fucking with you like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So yeah.
So one of our listeners actually asked, what did she say?
What's the aftermath? The aftermath of dealing with the fuckboy.
And honestly, I can't answer that. Honestly, simply because, like, if I know your fuckboy, I'm going to treat him accordingly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the problem is that a lot of women, we be knowing the signs. The traits that we just gave y'all be knowing this off top. But y'all still treat them like they're like a Russell Wilson or some shit. No, you have to treat fuckboys and
treat futures as futures. Yes. And Russell Williams as Russell Wilson.
And same thing with these men. These fuck girls. They should be treated.
Who's
fuck
a celebrity girls. That's a fuck girl?
Rihanna.
She was the first.
She's the guy.
She was the first. Her.
No, I mean, because that's. I love me some Rihanna. But that was literally the first one I could think of. And she's like a delivered fuck girl.
She is. I think it's according because that was always my thing. When I was a fuck girl, it was. Each different situation was different.
Right.
You know, now I was. I could be a fuck girl to you, and then shit, I may date your homeboy, and I'm completely committed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I ain't got shit to do with you no more. My nigga, it's a whole different side of me. Exactly. Like, where was this bitch?
Because it's not like fuck girls and fuck boys, it's not necessarily that's who you are, but it's like circumstantial or like situational. Like, you're gonna treat whomever you can that's gonna allow you to treat them like that.
I will never forget. So this one time, it was when I was way younger. So, my homegirl at the time, which she ended up growing up and marrying this dude, but he had two homeboys. Mm-hmm. Two other homeboys. They was real close.
Yeah.
So, one of the homeboys was like, man, I'm trying to holler at her, this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
He was just really trying to get at me. But he was a fuckboy. He was that fuckboy that was like, you know, I got my own shit. I got this. I got my own apartment. He trying to show out. He flashy, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. You think you finna... All right, cool. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'm gonna play this accordingly. Mm-hmm. So I talked to him for a little bit. Let him take me out. This, that, and the third. We dated for a couple of times. Let him take me out a couple of times. And then I met his homeboy later on. Mm-hmm. His homeboy was completely opposite.
Right.
His homeboy was like, we sat down.
I feel like I know where this is going. Because I have a similar story, bitch.
We had conversations and stuff like that. So, eventually, me and oh boy, we kind of stopped talking or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was some time that passed between the homeboys, of course. So, after that or whatever, I started getting interested in his homeboy. Mm-hmm. Me and his homeboy hit it off completely.
Yeah.
Like, we was, like, together all the time. Like, you could, like, you seen him, you seen me. Mm-hmm. Like, we was in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
Like, all this other stuff. And his homeboy would try to hit me up on the low. And I'd be like, my nigga, you know I fuck with your homeboy. Yeah. I ain't even trying to fuck with you like that.
Yeah.
And he would get so pissed off.
Yes.
And he would be like, my nigga, you never acted like that with me.
Yeah.
I ain't see what I saw in you.
Exactly.
With him.
Yeah.
It's completely different. And it was so funny because even my homegirl's dude was like, bro, you a nigga. Because you completely turned that shit out. Like, you treated him like he was nothing. And you went over here and you completely treated him completely different.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, I remember I dealt this fuckboy a couple years ago. And we were dating, but, like, he would try to, like, downplay us dating or whatever around certain people.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, okay. I picked up on it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I'm going to let you have your moment.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thug thizzle. Oh, so we're not together, right?
You said that, right?
Right. And I asked him this several times. I was like, oh, okay, so we're not together, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Your homeboy been in my inbox. I ain't even tell him that. I went out with his homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
He finds out. Oh, I'm all kind of. Oh, mm-hmm. Wait a damn minute. How am I the hoe here? Well, you just told me we weren't together.
It's free for all, boo.
Right. Okay.
What?
Yes, fuck boy. He probably listening now.
I'm just saying. I just don't understand.
That's what I'm like. You cannot, like. When you're a fuck boy and you meet a fuck girl and you try to play these, like,
if she a genuine, like, really, really fuck, she a, and I hate to say it like that, but if she really about her business, it ain't too much you can get. Now, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of fuck girls out here that think they fuck girls asking for $40 and they think they doing something.
Nah,
bro. When you taking these niggas fast, if you catching flights, if you doing all this other stuff, you living all this the way you want to live on somebody else's dime.
Yeah.
My nigga, yeah. And you don't give two shits about what they got. Two shits about if them niggas call you tomorrow and be like, my nigga, fuck you.
Okay. Yeah, and then,
to the next.
He was so upset. He was so mad.
Ooh, I remember. He was so
mad.
The old dude was so pissed off. He was like, I can't believe it.
But guess what? That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're upset. Like, I'm glad. Like, my job is done. This is what I wanted from you.
You don't understand.
Be upset.
I used to be so goddamn mad. I would be on the phone with a dude and be sitting there talking to my sister about another nigga I was with the other night and be like, hold on.
Yeah.
So-and-so, he called me last night. He came pick me up, blah, 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 blah. And we did this, that, and the third. And then after we finished talking to her, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
What you want to do? Okay, like, I was that bold, like, my nigga, I don't give a fuck about your feelings.
Nah. And that's essentially the motto of fuck person.
Fuck your feelings.
Fuck your feelings, bitch.
Nigga, what you mean? Fuck your feelings. I really don't give two shits.
Nah.
It's all about me. Typically, fuck girls and guys both are very selfish.
Yeah.
It's all about self-preservation.
Yep.
As long as I come out on top, I'm good.
I'm cool.
I ain't taking no losses.
And so, you know, our listener, I'm sorry, but I don't know how to answer your question. The aftermath of dealing with a fuckboy.
I would say...
You know what? I would say that it can go one or two ways. One way, it would be like, it kind of like turns you into a fuck girl if you wasn't already.
Yeah.
That could be an aftermath.
I think.
You know, not necessarily a fuck girl, but you turn into like this cold-hearted ass bitch and you're just like, fuck me.
I think it is two ways. It can turn you into that, or either it can just really just, you have emotional baggage.
Right, exactly. You either get, you lose your feelings, or you like become super emotional about everything.
I would probably say, just trying to think of that situation, to, if you find yourself making the same decisions time after time, then 9 times out of 10, you really need to sit down, stop dating for a minute, and reevaluate your standards.
Yeah.
Because obviously the flags are there. I'm right. sorry. It's the former fucker, my nigga. You knew I didn't care about your ass from the get go. Mm-hmm. There was out like times where you want to talk about your feelings, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna call you back.
Right.
Or, you well, know,
let me close this refrigerator real quick.
You heard that?
Yeah.
My phone about to hang up.
Yeah.
I need to put my phone on the charger. And when you know good damn well, I just told you that, oh, my phone been charging all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, little shit like that, you probably need to reevaluate your choices in selecting men. And for women, I mean,
for
men need to reevaluate your choice in selecting females.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep going for those pretty, pretty females that definitely off top are materialistic, and you know good damn well that you ain't on that level.
Yeah.
Like, your interests are not their interests. You trying to have a conversation with her, and she just like, all right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, this is boring.
You just got to know what you're dealing with and what you're getting yourself
Absolutely.
Into. And just pay attention to all the flags and the you know, the signs.
Absolutely.
There's always red flags. There's always.
Always red flags. We choose to ignore them a lot of times.
And we only literally only touch the surface. There's so many other red flags out there, but
And don't get us wrong. We have, both of us, I can honestly and probably confidently say we've both been in situations where we have been hurt.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But just learn from your mistakes. Keep I don't know, reevaluate your own self.
Don't let one fuck boy or fuck girl fuck it up for other future
potential men.
Yeah.
Because everybody's not a fuck boy
at all,
and
they out there,
yeah,
but not like, don't just keep your guard up and think that every man that you meet is going to be the exact same, or every chick you meet is going to be the exact same.
Absolutely, because it's not.
And that's a mistake that we make. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think we do. We make that mistake and we keep. And I always say, if you find yourself in the same position, like I said before, if you keep finding yourself in the same position 9 times out of 10, you're attracting it.
Mm-hmm. It's something that you doing.
Yeah.
Yourself.
If you keep saying, you know, I don't want this type of dude, but you keep attracting that type of dude.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, the type that you want, you either not, it's something
it's like,
about you that you're not attracting that type of, you know, if all you attract is hood niggas, get out the hood, bro.
Exactly.
Like, exactly. Go somewhere where they not.
Yeah.
You know, class yourself up just a little bit.
Go to different areas.
Yeah.
You know, hang out at different spots.
Absolutely.
I mean,
Every
area has fuck boys.
It does, absolutely.
You know, every class, status, whatever.
Change of races don't matter.
Nah.
There's always a Brad or a Brent that's just really...
A Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor's a fuck
boy. A Trevor is a fuck boy.
Brad, Brent, Trevor. Adams.
Adams, yeah. What are some black fuck boys? I was about to say one, but...
Go get me in trouble.
Yeah. It was the same name. It don't make no sense. Well. Oh, Lord. And that's not, I wasn't thinking of him per se, but that's just, his name just happened to
me. It just really just fit.
Yeah.
Damn, what's another one?
I don't know. Okay.
Brandon's? Those
Brandon's,
are,
really?
I've met, no, I actually haven't. I've met some pretty solid Brandons.
I'm going to say, like, Dion. That's my best friend.
Dion, fuck boy. That's funny. Fucked up, Dion.
But you know what his real name is? Andre.
See, there it is.
So that was the name I wanted to say earlier.
So funny.
That is. I'm going to say, like, some...
I don't know.
Oh, there's so many of them. It's kind of hard to pick. They usually have like a nickname.
Yeah, the nickname. The nickname. The niggas. Little something. The little D's. The little.
Nickname niggas, period.
Pookies. The ones that got nicknames, yeah.
Yeah. All of them.
All of them.
Okay. Well, this was a fun conversation.
Let's wrap this up, though.
Yeah, so, you know.
If we didn't answer your questions, definitely hit us in the inbox. More specific question if that's the case, and we'll do our best to answer.
Yeah, we will. And then make sure y'all hit us up. Y'all put a topic, you know, questions, whatever. Hit us up on the Malakly Dope page. That's on Instagram, Malakly Dope, or our Gmail at malaklydope@gmail.com.
Quentin.
Yeah. Quentin is definitely a fuckboy. Me individually, I am Trenisha, and I'm on Instagram as Tatum_Tots, and I'm also on Twitter at Tatum_Tots as well. And Tracy?
It is me, Tracy V. On Instagram, it's me, Tracy V. On Snap, it's me, Tracy V. And on Twitter, it is me, Tracy V. And also, follow me on Apple Music, same damn thing.
Yes,
me,
so y'all can get all Tracy them songs she played earlier.
Absolutely.
And like I said, hit us up. Oh, and check out our website, MalaklyDopePodcast.com. And that's it. This has been another episode of Malakly Dope.
Yeah.
My bitch been said it. That's why I should've let your best friend get it. We went on trips, you bought Chanel, but money ain't shit when you soft as hell. Cause you's a fuckboy, fuckboy. My mama even said it. Got a new nigga, I ain't even gotta sweat it. You still gon' talk, and that's a goddamn shame. But a hoe gon' be a hoe, and a lame gon' be a lame. Fuckboy.